I'm Leslie Jenerick with the news. There are no negotiations today between corporations and their labor unions. The negotiators who negotiate labor settlements walked out at midnight last night when their contract expired. A spokesman for the International Brotherhood of Labor Conflict Resolution Professionals was adamant that there would be no movement in the talks until concessions were made.
We're not going to negotiate because, well, negotiation is our work, and we won't work unless we're paid. We're talkers, and we won't even begin talking until this is settled. And then there shouldn't be anything to talk about. Are we prepared to wait? You bet. If you've ever been in a negotiation, you know that waiting around is a major part of it. There's nobody better than us.
Not only are negotiators refusing to negotiate on their own behalf, but the negotiators who would negotiate for the corporations are also members of the negotiators' union and are also refusing to return to work. No talks are scheduled. On Capitol Hill today, a bipartisan group of senators and representatives held a press conference to call attention to a recent survey that showed most Americans believe their elected officials are in the pocket of organized lobbying interests. Zelda Plowright reports.
24 members of Congress braved the rain on the Capitol steps to denounce the finding that voters think they are unduly influenced by lobbyists. Congressman Loomis Beachley was one of those who took the microphone, alongside Baxter Thomas of the National Nude Swimming Association.
This report is an insult.
It shows that people don't understand.
It shows that...
That people don't understand.
That people don't understand...
The real relationship we have.
The real relationship we have...
With our friends in the lobbying industry.
With our good friends in the lobbying industry. Is it okay that I added those goods there?
Yeah, that was nice.
Congressman Beachley added that his recent move to have skinny dipping added to the Bill of Rights is unrelated to his financial relationship with the National Nude Swimming Association. Zelda Plowright, Washington.
Calvin Coolidge College will formally drop all its academic programs today to concentrate solely on football. Lester Tittle is chairman of the college's Board of Trustees.
Well, we looked at what people really wanted from us. There's very little excitement about our romance languages program. Nobody wanted to hear about physics. It was all football, football, football. So we decided we couldn't be all things to all people. We're going to be this one thing to a select group of wealthy, rabid donors.
The small liberal arts college will finance the conversion by selling off parts of its campus, including many old buildings that Tittle calls good for nothing but breeding cockroaches. The proceeds will pay for equipment, medical supplies, and travel costs to and from games. The former college is hoping to establish a more direct farm-team relationship with an NFL franchise. Tittle said for the time being, the team will keep its nickname, the Coolidge College Capitulators. Yet another fairy tale has surfaced in the news. Forrest Grimm reports from Wheeling, West Virginia.
When Jack and Jill went up a hill just outside Wheeling, little did they know how frightening it would be for themselves and their families. Eyewitnesses say that just as they neared the top of the hill, Jack fell down and broke his crown.
I was at the bottom of the hill. I saw him fall, and then there was a long kind of deep silence. Then suddenly, here he comes rolling down the incline, and Jill came tumbling after him. Maybe if he'd let go of the pail, he wouldn't have been so bruised up. I've seen enough rescue shows on TV. I told him to lie still, and then I called 911.
It took rescuers and paramedics 3 hours to get Jack and Jill stabilized and transported to Wheeling General Hospital. Jack is listed in fair condition and is being treated for crown trauma. Jill was released once her dizziness subsided. Authorities are questioning the parents about their decision to send the children on such a risky errand and the unusual choice of siding a well at the top of a hill. Forrest Grimm, West Virginia.
The National Storm Tracking and Naming Administration has announced it will soon implement a plan to give less threatening names to hurricanes that threaten the Gulf Coast. The move comes in response to a Florida tourism industry request that the government do what it can to ease public concern about potential storms interfering with their vacation plans. The NSTNA plans to use names of pets and other friendly animals to label hurricanes in the future, with titles such as Spot, Fido, Princess, Puff, Mickey, and Goofy. That's the news. I'm Leslie Jenerick.